Well, I welcome all of you to Super Chat. You know, for any person involved in public education or for those who are following it closely, it is well known that schools have and continue to move toward a data-driven model. Leslie, Zach, to start things out, I was wondering if you could each give our listeners a description of your duties and responsibilities in your respective job positions. Leslie, why don't you start us out?
Yes, I'm the curriculum supervisor with the Northwest Local School District. I oversee K-12 science and K-12 art instruction in the district. In addition to that, I oversee and manage different projects like the SLO assessment project, our blended learning project, and things like that.
I'm the district data coach. What I do is I make sure that building administrators and teachers are familiar with the pathways to access data, and then also have a better understanding of what they can do with the data once they access it.
Well, let me ask you guys, what is meant by a data-driven model?
Yeah, so a data-driven model would simply be, you know, we're looking at data constantly throughout the year, and we are making changes from that data. So as we take some of our benchmark assessments throughout the year, we're looking and seeing what that tells us. And then from that, we maybe make instructional changes or building changes based on the data.
And when you talk about instructional changes or, well, changes, period, this is down at an individual level.
Yeah, correct. We're able to look at our data holistically, so we can look at it from district level and building level, but we can absolutely get down to the classroom level and the individual student level as well.
Yeah. You know, this is very cool. Personally, I like the trend because it justifies the efforts and the actions that you're putting forth in an instructional environment. Am I missing a piece or am I right?
No, I think you're right on. I think when we're making changes, we want to make sure that the changes we are making are working. And, you know, one of the best ways to do that is to look at the data.
Can you describe your implementation of what is known as the Straight A Grant? I mean, what specific data have you gathered following the first semester of implementation? And what overview description can you give of this this grant?
Yeah, so the Straight A Grant was started in 2014 by Governor Kasich, and he used it as a way to allow school districts to implement innovative ideas to address increased student achievement while also bringing about long-term saving costs. So in the spring of 2016, we applied for a Straight A Grant to help fund the implementation of the C-STEM coding and robotics program in our middle school to applied math classes. In addition to that, we're partnering with Xavier University to provide free professional development to our middle school and elementary teachers on the conceptual understandings and best practices in math instruction. So the goals of our project are to first increase student achievement in mathematics, and secondly, to increase student interest in STEM fields. So we're using the C-STEM program to do that. And what that is, C-STEM is a coding and robotics curriculum that was created by Dr. Harry Chang. He is at the University of California, Davis. And while there are other coding and robotics programs that require students to use math skills, this C-STEM curriculum in particular is very strategic in how it incorporates math concepts into the lessons. There are actually schools in California that use the C-STEM program as their math curriculum. What I've seen is that the C-STEM works because students are naturally excited about programming and working with the robots. So they'll work to learn the math and programming skills they need in order to get the robots to complete a challenge they've been given. In addition, the robots allow students to visualize math concepts that oftentimes are very abstract ideas. So, for example, our students in the middle school learn about integers, which is the addition and subtraction of positive and negative numbers. So with C-STEM, they actually get to program the robots to move forward and backward on a number line, so they get to see that math live and in person. And for many of our students, those hands-on and real-world experiences help them to better understand the concepts they're also learning about in their regular math classes. In addition to the math curriculum, the kids work in groups to solve problems. And so students are really increasing their 21st century job skills, such as collaboration, creativity, critical thinking, and problem solving. having gone into the math classes, I've been really impressed with just how engaged and excited our students are to be in class and to be learning. You do see them struggle at times, but then you also see just how proud they are of themselves when they're finally able to complete a challenge that they've been giving. It's been great to see. So with our teachers, we, over the summer, selected three of our middle school math teachers to teach the Applied Mathematics C-STEM curriculum. Before this program, the teachers really had very little programming and robotics experience. So we brought in a trainer from UC Davis for a week to work with the teachers. They went through all of the same lessons that the kids go through, and the teachers really learned a lot. There were moments when they struggled, but I think that's good for the teachers because our students face the same struggles. And so the teachers kind of see what the students go through and experience that.
Wow. You know, this is a very unique approach to mathematics that I find very interesting. Well, Zach, what specific data did you gather after this first semester of implementation?
So in our district, we give an assessment called the MAP assessment. Basically, it's a computer adaptive assessment that gives us some great nationally normed data on our students. And because we give it three times a year, we're not only able to get the achievement data, but we're also able to get some growth data. And what we found was when we compared our students who are not in the program to the students who were in the program, the C-STEM program had a higher level achievement and growth, which was really exciting for us.
That's pretty telling. I would agree. Well, how is the Straight A grant expected to benefit students and help out teachers in the longer term? I mean, you've had it going for a semester, but as you look into the future, how do you see the benefits accruing to students?
So we think not only will students increase their math achievement short term, but also long term. Also, we see a lot of career options opening for our students. So as a result of being part of the C-STEM program, our students are ready for careers in computer science, in robotics, in engineering, in mathematics and science. But in addition to that, they're really ready for any career that involves 21st century skills like collaboration, creativity, and critical thinking.
Yeah. These are all very current day approaches to preparation for the future when it comes to students, that's for sure.